This is the Maggie Dawn Show on the broadcast stations of Civic Media. My name is Jim Santel, sitting in this afternoon for this, the second hour of our broadcast, talking yet about another federal judge. This one, Judge Charles Breyer. He has written on these issues before. That is the presence of federal troops and military presence in Los Angeles, in California, issuing a major decision just this past week, finding that the president, the Trump administration, through the Secretary of Defense, illegally has used thousands of military troops in California, in a ruling that has all but accused the president of turning about 5,000 Marines and National Guard soldiers into what the judge called a national police force. No small words, describing the fact that the president does not have the authority to do this, and plainly drawing the ire of the administration as well, which has promised, of course, to appeal this decision. Where does that go? That goes to the United States Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit. They have previously overturned this judge on other matters related to the presence of military in Southern California. And the president and the Secretary of Defense, again, promising to appeal this decision. All of this, of course, a part of the Justice Department's movement, the Defense Department's movement, again, based upon the assessment by the president in terms of the need to go in, as the president replied a number of weeks ago when he was challenged about this. The president calling Judge Breyer a radical left judge, vowing to wage a federal crackdown on crime also in other cities, including Chicago, plainly not being received well in the White House, and plainly going to be the focus, again, of further litigation in the federal courts of our nation. That's the way it is supposed to work. Decision, of course, arising from the deployment this past summer, about 4,000 members of the California National Guard, 700 Marines to Los Angeles, when demonstrations erupted over immigration raids present there. Lots of things, lots of implications of that decision, as they were implications of the decision coming out of Boston with respect to Harvard, implications for what the president does next, not only in terms of appellate review, but also next decisions about where to go, if to go, into other major decisions, the cities around the nation, making this decision once again in a way that is inconsistent with what our history has been in this area, defining again, domestic law enforcement as providing service and support, keeping us safe and secure. When I was in Iraq, saw the implications of military presence, again, in the middle of a war. That's when a military is appropriately present, but also trying to establish calm and secure neighborhoods and circumstances. It is a difficult mix to do at best. They have very different missions. The military, important in times of war and times of true conflict, a different mission, different training, different operations, different instructions when it comes to domestic law enforcement. And that's the challenge. And that's what the federal courts are wrestling with these days. That should be what the president is also wrestling with in America as he thinks about going forward, as we know, also a presence in Washington, D.C. as well. Again, we appreciate so very much in the Maggie Dawn Show comments and questions, inquiries from our listeners. And Mark, calling in from Prairie du Sac. Mark, glad to have you a part of our discussion this afternoon.
Yeah, this is segueing on what you're talking about right now. I think there's some parallels between the intolerable acts, also known as coercive acts, of King George III. I'd say the Boston Port Act. I mean, because that was limits on trade. I think that the whole tariffs that Donald Trump has instituted, the Massachusetts Government Act, which, King George was replacing, local officials with his own appointees, his own viceroys, which Trump has tried to do. Administration of Justice Act, I know there's a direct parallel here, I would say, is that Trump is transporting people beyond the district where they were actually arrested to other points where he has more friendly, jurisdictions there. And also the Quartering Act, which I think is deploying the troops, and who knows where those troops are going to be quartered at some point in the future, that when you send in the National Guard, particularly if like from the former Confederate states into, say, Chicago, it is coming up. And maybe it's not a direct parallel, but I think the odd coercive acts, and that Trump is trying to impose his will on the American people and on American civilian governments.
Lots and lots of statutory enactments. You underscore that point, Mark. The notion that we have a legislature that not only follows the Constitution, but also issues not only proclamations and resolutions, but also makes the laws and also prescribes the ways in which the Constitution is to be observed by our president, by law enforcement, by all the members of the cabinet, by all of us, candidly, out there. Mark, you've identified a number of different ways in which the legislature goes forward and gives some breath and some life to our Constitution. We have today, again, a judge in California saying that the president does not have the authority to basically mix, if you will, domestic law enforcement with military forces. Bad consequences of this, called the Posse Comitatus Law, passed way back in the middle part of the 19th century, that basically prohibits this kind of thing. Legislation, in addition to the other kinds of bills and laws and enactments that you've just described, Mark, that prescribe the manners in which we conduct business in America. That includes law enforcement. That includes the waging of war overseas. All kinds of things that give us, again, a predominant theme of our discussion this afternoon, restrictions on the capacity of all of us to engage in life and liberty here in America. All of that a part of our discussion. When we come back in the last portion of our broadcast here, we're going to be joined by Kristen Hansen, who's the executive director of Blue Sky Waukesha, talking with us all about civics once again, the rule of law and justice in America, that coming up as the Maggie Dawn Show continues here on the broadcast stations of Civic Media.